Earth and Sky.
I think it's really a wonderful demonstration about how science and the law can blend together to do things in a very, very directed way to come up with a very peaceful result.
You're listening to geophysicist Larry Mayer. He's referring to the United Nations Law of the Sea. It's a 27-year-old treaty that allows countries to extend their maritime boundaries if they back their claim requests with science. To support the U.S. claim, Mayer and his team have mapped more than 1 million square kilometers of seafloor since 2003.
Based on the depth of the seafloor, the shape of the seafloor, and the thickness of sediment below,
Mayer said that many countries want to extend their maritime boundaries because of the natural resources contained in and under the sea, like fish, minerals, and petroleum.
There's been lots of misinterpretation about the mapping we're doing, and particularly the mapping we're doing in the Arctic. And there's all this talk about it being a terrible land grab, and I think it's really just the opposite.
Mayer expects many countries, including the U.S., will gain territory with the Law of the Sea Treaty as its guide, although he says seafloor data analysis could take years. This treaty has been in the news lately because the U.S. is considering signing it. As of mid-2009, the U.S. had not yet done so. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.